Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, writing in American Greatness, and here to comment on events on college campuses these last weeks that are confounding. I name three famous elite universities because they've been much in the news: Harvard University, University of Pennsylvania, and Columbia University. Those three on the East Coast of the United States. The trouble seems to come from the fact that the universities have strict codes about what you can and can't say, what you can and can't write, how you can and cannot present dissent on campus until now. Now we come to the Gaza War, and all three universities stood back while members of the university were told, protested the Israeli self-defense of its people in terminology that was meant to be and is inarguably anti-Semitic and threatening. From the river to the sea means to wipe out Israel. And that was chanted routinely on these campuses, or part of the rhetoric on these campuses. On Harvard University, there was even something more spectacular. 31 student groups signed a document blaming Israel and demanding it fill in the blank, anti-Semitic behavior, anti-Israeli behavior, not based on facts, but based on the rhetoric of what looks to be the gangsters, Hamas. There were even pro-Hamas statements made on all three campuses and demonstrations during the week. The administrations of these three campuses, which have been very careful to prosecute those who use language considered to be irregular or hateful, have not commented in any fashion until pushback by members of the university or the alumni, especially donors. Now all three have had a opportunity to rethink their position, and we have this. Harvard University says that it's going to turn anti-Semitism concerns over to its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. Columbia University has suspended one or two student groups associated with Palestinians and Hamas for a month's time. The University of Pennsylvania has formed either a commission or an investigation to report back to the president about anti-Semitic activities on campus. In other words, all three have dealt with it internally with their own understanding of we can take care of it. That is, I do not believe that these universities are deaf. I think that they see the same news we do. But they're in a fix, and they don't know how to get out of it. Apparently, they're making it worse by studying the matter or by making changes in their dean's office, or in the case of Columbia, only a month? Only a month? I think you drove students and professors off campus entirely for their conduct these last years if you regarded their speech as irregular. So how is it that the universities got into this fix? That is, these are esteemed institutions associated with first-rate thinking in the last 200 years.
I wouldn't give them credit for first-rate thinking, John. I'm not an Ivy Leaguer, and thank God for that. I'm a critical thinker. Look, these are Stalinist brainwashing emporiums that promote the DIE cult, the diversity, inclusion, and equity cult, which is one of the bases of leftist ideology that is driving the anti-Semitism. So to refer things to the DIE cult commissars over at Harvard is to actually exacerbate the problem and empower the people who perpetuated it and caused it in the first place. What they want to do is put forward a fig leaf to keep the donor gravy train rolling. But unfortunately, especially the Jewish donors are saying, my God, what are we putting our money into? So I don't think it's going to work. They would have to reexamine the fact that they are no longer institutions and bastions of free inquiry, free speech, free thought, critical thinking. They are indoctrination centers, not educational institutions. And so I think everything they get is necessary, because right now, the very people who run these organizations, who teach off and on at these institutions when they deign to do it instead of having teachers' assistants do it, are going to have to go. They're going to have to. I don't think the investigation was honest to come back and say, you know what, we were wrong. We got to go. We got to go back to liberty and equality under the law. Oh, no, we don't believe in that. We'll just keep the money coming. We'll quiet down a little bit. Look, this was a huge problem well before October 7th. It just felt that it was able to come out into the open. And for a while, it actually could without any ramifications, except thank God the Jewish donors said enough. We're not giving any money for this. And now you see the only thing that these people respond to, these academic elitists respond to, is money. And that's what's doing this. And if the money starts coming back, any pretense of stopping and stamping out anti-Semitism will stop as well. Because they're not serious about it, John. They're looking for a fig leaf, and it must be ripped away, and we must look at what's happened on the college campuses and really get to the bottom of it. Because look, why should a taxpayer fund these engines of anti-Semitism? Why? These engines of intolerance, these engines of anything except education. Why should taxpayers have to subsidize their lavish lifestyles and their hateful ideology? I don't think we should.
A conversation with a guest of mine last week brought up this interesting revelation. It's interesting to me that there seems to be a correlation between the universities that receive large amounts of donations from overseas actors and anti-Semitism. Does that surprise
weird,
you?
Huh? Yeah, weird, huh? Who'd have thunk it?
I hadn't until now. And now that we see this anti-Semitism, not disguised, there's no pretense to use euphemisms here. Now that we see that, we ask questions about those overseas donors. And I'm talking about China and the Middle East in particular.
Well, John, if you want to walk through the Diacult ideology, you'll find its roots in Marxism. You can go all the way back to communism and Rousseau. But it's basically Maoism driving the woke revolution. Not that a whole lot of the practitioners understand the roots of it, because it's just a bumper sticker that they slap onto their brain so they can spout it out at the appropriate time for their clicks on YouTube or TikTok.
Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, recovering politician, commenting on a phenomenon right now, America's elite universities in trouble with their own alumni because of anti-Semitism. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.